Hello everybody, it's me, the Vern, here for the Cinema Recall Podcast, and we have made it. We are on our last day of our 31 days of Halloween slash horror extravaganza. I know we went way past the October due date, but you know what? We made it here, and I'm very proud and happy to be done with these episodes. No, actually, I'm kind of sad, actually, because I had a lot of fun doing these shows, but we're at the very end. And for today's show, I'm going to be covering a new release. I'm going to be giving you my spoiler-free review of Dr. Sleep. That's right, the sequel to The Shining. Now, this one was directed by Mike Flanagan, and it stars Ewan McGregor and Rebecca Ferguson. And I want to say, who is the other actress here? Kylie Curran. Here's what I'm going to say right now. In this sequel, we learn that there are more people who have the same psychic powers as Danny, played by Ewan McGregor, who has not been haunted by his time at the Overlook thanks to his new best friend of alcohol. When a group of gypsy-like individuals led by Rose the Hat, played by Rebecca Ferguson, begins killing young children and removing their quote-unquote shining abilities, it wakes up a girl named Abra, played by Kylie Curran. Get it? Abra? Abracadabra? Ha ha ha. And she is more powerful than Danny ever was. Now, she must get him to use his ability to stop Rose, and there is only one place that can help them both, but it can also destroy them, and that is the Overlook. I gotta say, folks, if you remove any sort of connection with The Shining, all you really have is you have one evil person, psychic Shining person, and you have one good Shining psychic person, and she's trying to evoke the help of an older person who just didn't want to do his psychic powers anymore, and he just doesn't want to awaken those things, and she's trying to get him to help her out so that they can both defeat this bad person. What you have here is essentially like a superhero origin story, and it's a fun movie. It's actually kind of entertaining and enjoyable. I think Rebecca Ferguson does a really good job as the main bad guy, and I think the young girl, Kylie Curran, does a great job in her role as well. Ewan McGregor is also great. I just never understood the whole connection to The Shining. And I gotta say, director Mike Flanagan does a really good job recreating certain shots from The Shining, especially when they do get to the Overlook Hotel. There are some great moments that mimics a lot of scenes you see from The Shining. And I've seen The Shining like a bunch of times, and there is definitely some iconic shots, the way the camera's held, where you know that, oh, that was definitely a Kubrick shot. The issue I have with this is that I feel like this movie wants to appease to the fans of Stanley Kubrick's The Shining and Stephen King's The Shining. Trying my best not to go into spoilers, but they took the ending of The Shining novel and put it into the ending of Dr. Sleep. And I'm very curious to actually read Dr. Sleep and see if there's any differences that happen in that book. I gotta say, there are some really kind of cool casting choices, because in the beginning of the movie, we see a young Danny and his mother in Florida. And young Danny is played by Roger Dale Flo. I hope I have that name right. And Wendy is played by Alex Esso. And I gotta say, Alex Esso does a great Shelley Duvall impersonation with this. There's a scene where she's trying to find Danny at a park, and she just gets the same type of voice and mannerisms that Shelley Duvall had in the original Kubrick film. And also you have Henry Thomas playing Jack Torrance in this. And Harry Thomas also played a young Norman Bates in Psycho 4, so it's kind of cool to see him do that as well. And Mike Flanagan is no stranger to adapting Stephen King material. He adapted Gerald's Game on Netflix, and that was fun. But I feel like he has quite the challenge because he's trying to adapt both the book and he's trying to pay homage to Stanley Kubrick's The Shining. And it's a difficult task to do. Actually, when they do get to the Overlook, and it's not really a spoiler because you kind of see sequences of it in the trailer, it reminded me of Ready Player One, the Steven Spielberg feature, where they had a level where the characters had to visit the Overlook Hotel. So it kind of felt like I was just rewatching that. And they kind of bring back all the other characters too. Yeah, it's good. It's entertaining. I just don't understand why it has to be a sequel to The Shining. I'm pretty sure in book form it makes more sense, but not so much in movie form. I feel like they take away all the mystery of The Shining. Because with The Shining, the movie, you don't know for sure what it is that's making these things happen or not. But in this movie, it flat out just tells you what it is, and it just kind of just shuts down any sort of like mystery or ambiguity that Stanley Kubrick's version had. So I gotta say, if I rate Dr. Sleep out of 5 stars, I'm gonna give it possibly a solid 3. It's good, it's entertaining, but I just cannot picture this movie going on. Let's put it this way, folks. I cannot picture that there's going to be any documentary talking about all the conspiracy theories. I'm slurring my words here. But it will not talk about any of the conspiracy theories with Dr. Sleep. There's not going to be a documentary doing that. There's not going to be videos analyzing the movie about what it actually means and whatnot. So yeah. That's it. That's actually going to wrap up my episode here for our 31 days of Halloween / horror / extravaganza. Quick little shout out here to some of the great little podcast shows that I love and check out. One is TV Good, Sleep Bad, hosted by Daniel Lackey and Elwood Jones. And these two cats, they review cult TV shows, that are no longer in existence anymore, and they're actually pretty cool. I definitely would check them out. You can find them at TV Good, Sleep Bad on Twitter. But yeah, I know they cover like The Outer Limits, and they cover Liquid Television and Gravity Falls and Police Squad, all that stuff. There is actually really kind of cool. And then another show that I want to recommend to you is the Bane Average Movie Podcast, and I really have a lot of fun listening to these episodes. And you know, they cover a lot of great new releases and older releases. They just had an episode about Suspiria with the 1977 version versus 2018, and they go into a lot of detail. I know that we posted our episode with Matthew of Simplistic Reviews, but I still highly recommend their episode because they do delve a little bit more into those features, which I really highly enjoy. But they also cover a lot of other great features too. Fast Time at Ridgemont High, Stand By Me, Kung Fury. Yes, definitely check them out. Speaking about great other movie podcasts, definitely want to recommend How Have You Not Seen Movie Podcast. Yes. And this is a great show. Bane Average Movie Podcast is found on Twitter at BA Movie Podcast. Okay, so definitely check them out. Another one I recommend to you is How Have You Not Seen Podcast. And on this episode, two hosts, they will review a movie that they have not seen before. And they will give you their takes on it. So they cover things like Reservoir Dogs and The Karate Kid, Friday the 13th, Hereditary, Top Gun, most recent one, Dark Crystal. Yeah, definitely want to check them out. And you can find out their episodes by going to Twitter. And it's just Not Seen Podcast on Twitter. And then the last one I want to recommend to you is Movie and Tea. This is hosted by Elwood Jones and Kim Lowe. I apologize if I don't remember the names of the host on the other shows. I will learn them soon. But Kim and Elwood, they tackle a different filmmaker's filmography. And they covered Guillermo del Toro, and they covered Sofia Coppola. And each season, they will actually go through that director's filmography and review movies on there. And I have a really cool section on, I think it was their Bling Ring episode, that I give my thoughts and views on Marie Antoinette. So I think it was their Bling Ring episode, yes. Pretty sure that's what it was. But they're following on Twitter at Movies and Tea. So to follow up here, we've got the Bane Average Movie Podcast, which is on Twitter at BA Movie Podcast. We have the TV Good Sleep Bad Movie Podcast, and they're on Twitter at TV Good Sleep Bad. And we have the How Have You Not Seen Podcast. They are at Not Seen Podcast. And of course, Movies and Tea at Movies and Tea on Twitter. So that's it right now. Of course, Cinema Recall, we are on, what's that show here? We're on Facebook and Instagram at Cinema Recall, and on Twitter at Cinema_Recall. So check this out. I know we're going to be posting some other episodes in November. Getting ready for December, because we're going to start doing our Christmas Cult Club. Christmas Cult Club. We're going to cover a bunch of cult films, hopefully with a lot of great guests and whatnot. But that's it right now. I'm kind of dangling on here way too long than I thought I was. But that's it. Good night, everybody. Email us, cinemarecall@gmail.com. I'm hoping to have a website set up for Cinema Recall. But hope you all enjoy your weekend and whatnot. And that's it for now. I'll be back hopefully in late November. Enjoy your week, everybody. Goodbye.